This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free and bring up anything. This is the Wednesday night edition of the show, and that means it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the phones. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us via email as well, FTL@freetalklive.com. If you're one of those people that forms their thoughts better on in text form, we might just read your emails live on the air. There are a few of them I'd like to get to tonight, but there's always so much to do, so much to talk about. And so we'll start, of course, with freetalklive.com, where you can go and check out our live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. It's all there for you free, and all the other stuff on the website's free as well. So go check it out, freetalklive.com.
And as you very well might know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, so for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
We got all kinds of good stuff tonight. We've got you've got a story, Jason, about some drunken police, and we're going to hold
on. Cops behaving poorly.
Yes, we're going to hold on to that because Brandon is on the line from Indiana. Brandon,
excellent.
You're on with Free Talk Live. Ian, Jason, and Manwich, hello.
Hey, Ian, Jason, and Manwich, how you doing?
Hey, Brandon.
Good, sir.
Well, I just got back from a one-day vacation. I was going to the beach, and it was just it's a three-hour drive there and a three-hour drive back. So
now when you guys call, like, lakes the beach, right?
Shut up, yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to make fun. I just
want to
clarify, because we who live on the ocean do not think of the shores of lakes as beaches.
Hey, they look like them when you can't see the other side.
That's a big, lake.
Fair enough. And you don't have salt in there either, do you?
I mean, it's called a national beach or a lakeshore beach, but that's not the point. But so I'm driving up there and back because I'm just trying to get there in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a three-hour drive there, so we go up, we have a good time, we're all worn out, and we're going back, my girlfriend and I. And it's late. And I just have stopped in the store, and I'm eating some ice cream, trying to stay awake, like 11 o'clock at night, so I'm exhausted because I was at the beach all day.
Okay.
And I'm kind of swerving in and out of lanes. I mean, now, they're all going the same way because we're on the interstate, but okay. I'm still swerving. So someone calls me in as a drunk driver, and a cop pulls me over. And so the cop comes up to the window. I'm like, well, and I told my girlfriend, I said, I guarantee you they think I'm drunk. And I wasn't, by the way.
Were you just so tired that you couldn't stay in the lane?
I was so exhausted that I couldn't stay in the lane. I was about to fall asleep.
You shouldn't have been driving, really.
Well, I know that, but my girlfriend had to navigate, and so just like after the pullover, it was only five.
Brandon, wait. How many drinks had you had that day?
Shut up.
I'm just wondering.
No, I hadn't drank any. I don't drink. I only drink water.
Okay.
I don't drink orange juice or pop or anything.
Water.
So just 5 minutes after the pullover, she ends up taking over, and she drives the rest of the way home. But, because we're almost to a familiar area that she knows, but she just can't quite get home yet from where she is, because I wasn't about to read directions.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Okay, the issue is cops. And so the cops pull me over, and they come up to the door, and I told my girlfriend, go ahead and get my registration. And we have the lights on, and I turn the car off, because it's really what you're supposed to do. They don't want you driving away.
Right.
And the cop comes up to the window. He says, what are you guys doing? And I said, well, we're just getting the registration. I thought I'd save you some time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, just give me the registration and license. And so I handed it to him. I said, you mind telling me why you pulled me over? Which is really what a cop should do the first thing as he sees you, is tell you why he pulled your ass over on the
road. Well, that's not how they do their deal.
I think that's the proper way to do things. If you're going to pull somebody over, I said, how you tell him? Well, he snaps back. He says, we'll get to that in a minute. And I said, okay, no problem. And he's talking to me in a little bit, and he says, eventually he tells me why, that somebody thought I was drunk driving. I said, well, no, I'm not drinking and driving. They asked where we were going and everything. I told him I'm going to fuck his mom. But no, I didn't say that.
you got to be careful, man. You're on live radio, man. Moving on.
I'm sorry. I just tell him I'm going home. And so I open the door, and I'm just about to tell him I have a gun in the car. All right?
What?
I carry a handgun in my truck.
With a permit, of course.
Yeah, with a permit.
Wait. How old are you?
I'm 18. Legal in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm 19, actually. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm 19. I have a handgun permit. You can't buy a handgun unless you're 21, but you can carry one on you.
Okay, well, got it.
So that's beside. But it's legal. Everything I'm doing is legal. I have a permit and all. And so he said,
Why were you going to tell him you had a gun?
Just in case he saw it. Because, and this is exactly what happened.
Okay.
He sees it as I open the door. And he takes me and yells to the other officer that I have a gun. And he slams me, or he pushes me against the truck. And he tries to frisk me. I turn around, I say, look, I have a permit for the firearm. Last time I checked, it's not illegal to own a gun.
Uh-huh.
And he says, look, he says, you're going to be snappy with me? I said, no, I told you, I'm not violating the law. And so, and the other officer comes up and he says, here, you mind if I scan your serial number for your gun? I'm like, yes, I mind. You can't take my gun. And so this other officer, being such a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And they get all around me and they're asking me questions. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not drunk. They just let me go. Thinking cops are way too intrusive these days. What?
So what ended up happening?
Well, they ended up giving me just a warning because I don't think they actually saw me swerving.
So did they end up running your serial number on the gun?
No, I wouldn't let them.
Really?
I told them no.
So where was the gun in your vehicle? Was it in your glove box?
No. Well, this is the thing. It was in my glove box most of the way there, but eventually I put it in, like when you open the door, some doors have like a side thing on them.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Okay.
And I was just about to open my mouth and tell the guy I have a gun.
Right.
Okay? And so, but he turns his flashlight around and sees it and screams to the other guy, he's got a gun. And then he puts my arms on the truck. I'm like, man, I'm not breaking
the crazy part is they think that gun's going to jump up, dance on the hood, and shoot him in the head.
That's exactly right. He's like, you got any other guns in the car? Like, no.
So you somehow you managed to prevent them from going inside your vehicle and rummaging around. And,
yeah,
and I guess
they didn't rummage or anything. I mean, I have Vote Libertarian on the back of the
right.
truck. Three men do not ask permission to bear arms.
Did they ask you if they could search your car?
They actually didn't. I'm surprised they just didn't go ahead and do it because they're state cops.
Yeah.
And state cops are generally the mean ones.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we're glad you got out of it in one piece.
Yeah, I didn't know how you guys like cop stories. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at least you didn't end up in the clink that night. That's the good side of it, obviously. they wasted your time, and hopefully it woke you up a little bit, got you home.
Good going, not letting them search the car.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I told my girlfriend, I said, man, if they were going to try and take that gun, I would have been irate. She says, I believe that.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, and then you'd have to go through the process of trying to get it back from them. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, I told my girlfriend, I said, you know what? Cops have such sovereign authority. We're on the side of the road. They could hold me at gunpoint and do anything to her. That's all it would take is a dirty cop.
Sure they could.
And I said, you know what? I said, and all it would happen is they could do anything they want to you. I said, and the worst that they would get is a desk job.
Yeah, you'd be lucky if you could even get their badge number before they left. I mean, they could, they really could do anything they wanted to to you, and then just leave you there without doing any paperwork or anything like that, and it'd be as though they never even showed up there in the first place.
I just wish more cops were like the story you read about the guy who served the people, not the Brotherhood.
Yeah, one of the good cops. Somebody that could actually lose his job by doing the wrong thing. In which case, we have these cops today, as you pointed out, that when they hurt people or murder the family dog or do something else terrible, they end up just getting transferred at worst.
Yeah,
Brandon, great call, man. We'll talk to you again sometime. Careful with the mom jokes. 800-259-9231, 1-800. I didn't expect that out of him.
Yeah, I didn't either.
He's a good Christian lad. 800-259-9231.
Well, that doesn't mean that... It's a man-made sin.
Speaking of bad cops, Jason, you got a story about cops that were drinking and driving? Shooting?
And a whole lot more.
We'll talk about that coming up. This is your show. Maybe it was those same guys in that same night.
Could have been.
This is your show. You can take control, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday night edition. Anything goes, as always, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with over 27,000 posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting. It's free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. So, Jason, we've got a story about, speaking of bad cops, you were talking about those last segment. You've got some bad ones, huh?
Got a couple of bad ones down in Oconomowoc.
Where's that?
City of Oconomowoc. I couldn't tell you. Mm. I don't know what state it happened. What happened to it?
Sounds like an Indian reservation.
It does sound like that.
Well, couple of officers cruising around one night. Gregory Miller, being one of them. He received a 15-day, get this, unpaid suspension.
Ooh, they're really mad at him.
Oh, yeah. After officials learned that he was with former city officer David Borns last November when he allegedly shot a firearm out of his vehicle window. He was intoxicated, driving around downtown.
Oh, my.
That's right.
Was he shooting at anything?
Doesn't say. Well, the two officers, along with a third man who just happened to get caught up in the mix, spent the evening drinking heavily at the local establishments, mm-hmm. and both the cops admitted they were intoxicated.
Hmm.
Borns, age 30, who has since resigned from the police department, is facing a state charge of disorderly conduct. He told law enforcement that he was extremely intoxicated that night, drinking 14 beers and 2 shots.
Well, that just absolves you of all responsibility. Whenever you're extremely intoxicated, you can shoot guns, rape women, it doesn't matter.
No, it wasn't my fault.
Whatever.
I didn't know what I was doing. Well, anyways, the summary of the disciplinary action notes that Miller acknowledges he heard a shot fired from inside the vehicle, but he was unable from his position in the back seat to see who fired it.
Wait, the guy was in the car that the gunshot was made from, and
yep.
he couldn't figure out who took the shot?
He was in the back seat. He couldn't see.
That is, I can't believe that's even allowed into the official record. And the only reason I say it is, I've fired a few weapons before in my life. And actually, I had a friend who, he got himself a new revolver. And when you go out east here, we're in the Tampa Bay area, but when you go out east of the interstate in the area that we're at, it's nothingness. I mean, you're out in rural, the real South.
The
at
sticks.
That point. The right.
Podunk.
So he drove out east of the interstate to test fire his weapon. And he'd never shot a gun from inside a vehicle before. And he told me that his ears were ringing for a long time.
Oh, he shot the gun while he was in the
car, just like these cops did.
What the hell did he do that for?
He wasn't thinking. He was just thinking he was going to point the gun out the window and shoot it and test fire.
Well, you can shoot pointing it out the window. It's that threshold of the window that's really the big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's not quiet.
And you should have earplugs anyway.
Yeah, it's not quiet. You're not going to forget. You're not going to, well, I'm not sure who shot it. It's going to be quite painfully obvious.
How do the gangbangers do it?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they don't put in earplugs.
I'm pretty sure they don't either.
It wouldn't be cool.
But yeah, not a good idea to shoot guns out of your car, especially when you're moving.
Yeah. And apparently after the gunshot incident, the three men patronized more taverns and drank more.
Did somebody see it? Did
14 beers, 2 shots, huh?
Somebody must have spotted this happening, right? I mean, that's the only reason why they got caught, correct?
You know?
One would assume.
One would assume, but it doesn't say. It doesn't say how they ended up getting caught. It does say that one of the officers ended up going to the department the next day, you know, looking around, seeing if there had been any incidents of gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw he was in the clear and kept his head down.
Everything's fine.
Didn't tell anybody.
Very interesting.
Schmott.
Well, there you go. Those are some of what our cops are doing on their off time.
Hooray!
Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Cortain in Minnesota. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Great happening.
You guys are awesome. First
Thanks,
of all,
thank Cortain. You. What's on your mind?
Something really simple, actually. The music you use as transitions.
Yes, sir.
Is awesome.
Well, thank you.
And I'm wondering what it is and if you have any recommendations.
Well, there's a
Ian's the long hair in the crowd.
There are several different bands. Let's see, the primary ones, we've got Megadeth, Pantera, Testament.
Testament's a good one.
Those are like the primary. Oh, Grip Inc. You can go to freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system. There's a bit more discussion there. But we get, you know, it's so hard to make people happy with the music beds. We get compliments on them, and then we get people who email and call and contact the show and say, I don't like your music beds.
You guys should have Hall & Oates.
Yeah, you should play more Sinatra.
I'm a Sinatra fan.
Yes, Manwich, if he had his way, would be playing Sinatra between every break. So
I do it my way.
I'm glad it makes some people happy, but it's certainly not the focal point of the show.
Well, right, but it's great. So.
Well, I think it kind of goes with the show because we're fast paced on Free Talk Live. We're not one of these leisurely talk shows. We got two or three people in the studio at minimum, and I think it goes along with that. Plus, with the seriousness of what we're talking about, it's important to rock.
That's true.
Plus, my dirty little secret is I used to be a rock and roll disc jockey back in the day. All of the stuff that we play as music beds is stuff that I would have killed to have been able to play on the air back in the day, but it's all controlled by Corey. corporate, so you really, as a disc jockey, you can't pick your own music. But now I can.
Cool.
For 15 seconds. So anything on your mind, like issues-wise?
Well, a lot, actually.
Okay.
One thing in particular is I'm concerned a lot, and I know it's just politics in general, but with logical fallacies in a lot of the arguments that people will make.
Mm.
For example, like the whole you're either with us or against us thing.
Right.
Another one...
You see a logical fallacy in that?
Well, one actually came up on your show, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, with the no running on the playgrounds.
Yes. Okay.
And the slippery slope argument, too, well, will they stop running in gym class then?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of thing.
Logical fallacies are very interesting. They're kind of high end. Like, there's a list that I found that Johnson found on the net of all of the logical fallacies, and you really have to go through and read them several times in order to just kind of even get a grasp on how many of them there are. Very interesting. They have Latin names like ad hominem and things like that. And so, whenever you claim that someone is using a logical fallacy, you always sound so educated. Mm-hmm. And so, I wanted to sound more educated, so I'm trying to learn what they're called. And it's easy to know when you hear one that it's
right
fallacious, but you can't. I can't easily name the actual fallacy.
The list is pretty long.
Yeah, it is.
Well, ad hominem, for instance, if I can't think of anything to rebut what Ian is saying inside of an argument,
I can just
call him a crap head.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
that's an ad hominem. That's an attack on the man.
Yes,
basically.
And you do straw man.
Yes, indeed.
Caricature your opponent.
So, Cortain,
I did that this evening because Ian said something I didn't like, so I just mimicked him in a voice like this.
Cortain, very good call, man. Anything else?
No, that should do.
Thanks, dude.
Back on. 800-259-9231.
That's 1-800-259-9231. So, there you go.
Got
some metalheads out
fallacies.
There.
Yes, there are a lot of metalheads out there, and so there is not enough metal on talk radio, so I had to bring a little bit of it. Not enough metal on the radio, period.
Well, I was listening to NPR this morning, and Paul Anka is redoing a lot of big rock songs from the 90s. For instance, he's doing Blue on Black. He's doing Smells Like Teen Spirit, Jump.
Isn't he an easy listening person?
He's the one in Hey, Hey, Diana.
Okay.
He did that guy.
He's ripping off Pat Boone. Pat Boone did that years
ago. Yeah, he did.
Did he?
More coming back, 800. Yeah, Pat Boone did an album called In a Metal Mood, where he did, like, Enter Sandman and really good stuff. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You can go get them for free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee, no credit card transactions. Just go to freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. You click on that, and it'll take you 2 months worth of the show. Free.
That's at right.
freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, free for all.
No better way to have it.
Free for all.
Yep. Than free. I mean, the only better way would be for us to pay you to listen, which
that's not going to happen.
Probably never going to happen.
No.
Would be nice if we could, but anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well,
hey, Dave.
One of your podcast listeners, so I'm not sure exactly what you guys are talking about right now. So
that's
sorry.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was telling him about the, what's his name? The unidentified flying objector.
Right, yes.
And he didn't agree with what he was doing because he claimed, well, he said that we don't have a right to travel. So he said it was more of privilege.
Did you ask him whether we have the right to open our own businesses and do what we want in our own businesses?
No, I didn't get that far with him. I was getting too frustrated. But.
He's right. He's correct. You don't have a right to travel
on private property.
What's that?
You don't have a right to travel on someone else's private property.
Right. The airline's property. The
right.
thing is that the government coerces the airlines into doing what they want them to do. And that's where the force is used.
Yes, in order to be an airline, in order to have your airline at our government run airport, you have to do this. You know, the laundry list of things. You have to charge this much taxes. I mean, I think I've seen that on average 50% of your airline tickets are taxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well,
that's when you factor in the fuel taxes and things like that.
He agreed that that it would be better if the airlines weren't forced to ask for the ID or whatever, that if it was just voluntary. He agreed to that, but...
Well, I think if you want to point out that if the airline wants to ask for the ID, that's fine. The airline should be able to ask for the ID. It's not the airlines, in most cases, that are. I think some of them do ask at the gates, but it's also the TSA that we're specifically talking about, David. The TSA... is the government agency that's the problem. I have no problem if a private company wants to ask me for identification.
David,
I can always refuse.
David, if a restaurant demands that you wear a clown nose while ordering your hamburger, they can do that. Chances are good they're going to go out of business because they're asking a lot from their clientele.
I'd like a hamburger.
The nose, sir.
Yeah.
The nose,
sir.
You haven't got the big shoes. You got to wear the big shoes. It's probably not going to go anywhere. You might like it. There's a lot of mature adults not going to go for this whole nose, big shoe thing.
Well, that's kind of what I was explaining to him, that if it was voluntary, then another airline would have the freedom to not have to ask for ID.
That's correct.
You know, you can and they'd be competing, and let's see who does better.
Yeah, they'd be competing on all sorts of different security protocols. You could have an airline that was almost completely unsecure, if you want to use those terms, in that you don't have to pass through a metal detector, you don't have to have a pat down, you don't have to have a wand, wand action going on. You just can get on the plane, and if you have a weapon, maybe you have to check that you have the right kind of ammo or something like that. But you could set whatever rules that you wanted to, and then there could be a different airline that was just strict strip searching everybody, ensuring that everybody is completely unarmed. I know which airline I would choose.
Or you could go out on a limb and say, maybe one airline, when people are boarding the plane, say, all right, here's your 22. It'll be collected at the airport when you get off. Everybody gets
arm everyone. That's interesting.
Now, I understand, like you said, how you don't have a right to travel on private property. That's understandable, and I have no problem with that. But what about government involvement in travel? Because really, like, as far as the Constitution goes, it's not specific for, or it's not for, like, private businesses or whatever. It lays down what rights you have when it comes to the government.
That's correct.
So where does the government, or how is the government involved in our right to travel?
Like, well, they just get involved and no one says anything about it. They just do whatever they want to, and everyone just assumes that they can.
Well, the funny thing is that the government and the Constitution doesn't have any standing to regulate, say, vitamins, but the FDA sure tries to.
The FDA is not even constitutional in the first place. I mean, you name it.
The USDA tells us which kind of meat, you can't sell that cow. It's not good enough. Whatever.
You name the alphabet agency, its odds are unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. They're not, they're out there just sticking their nose.
But they just do it. They just pass the laws, and they pass the laws, and they pass them, and they pass them, and they know that only so many people will challenge a given law at a given time. So if they pass 1,000 laws and somebody challenges one of them, there's still 999 laws ahead of you. So, I mean, it's a terrible situation we're in today, because government is growing at this incredible rate, and nobody's standing up to stop it, except for Free Talk Live and the very, very few other shows and other TV shows, John Stossel and the Penn and Teller. But I mean, I hopefully this is a growing movement. Hopefully, the liberty movement in America will start to take hold, within the next few years, and we can actually maybe experience a turnaround. At the very least, we'll experience one in the great state of New Hampshire with the Free State Project. David, any other thoughts?
One last thing.
Yes, sir.
I normally agree with Ian on most issues.
Then you're a nutcase.
but there's one issue here that I'm going to have to agree with Manwich.
Okay.
All right.
And that has to do with the issue of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Stop courting them.
Yeah. I saw him today, and they're good. And the thing is, he's had these things for weeks.
I know.
Good. There's at least four of them that I hadn't seen before.
I worked on the news site for a couple hours today. We're getting there, man. Which it's almost ready to.
This is unacceptable.
Yes, I have.
Unacceptable.
Awful. I know. All right, fair enough. I'll get it done. I promise.
If it's not done by the end of this week, I'm going to give out there's some kind of IP address. I know what it is.
Yeah,
I've got it memorized.
Hey, someone should start a petition.
What kind of petition?
Well, like. That site online where the guy has the...
But what would it be about? What would the petition be about?
To have Ian hurry up and put out the Shrine of Female...
Look, this is a benevolent dictatorship, and I'll put them out when I'm good and ready.
Benevolent dictatorship.
Actually, he's an Amplifier member, so his words have a little bit more weight.
If anyone's listening that's not Amp yet, go do it.
There you go, amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks, David. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, when you're paying money to Free Talk Live via the AMP program, which we'll talk about later on during the show, but your words have a little bit more weight. I mean, we appreciate all of our listeners and all their input, but if you're giving us $5 or $10 a month, then your words go first, as far as what your suggestions are. Hey, video games. In fact, I know David actually has his own little video game podcast. He talks about industry issues and things like that. And he's going to, I'm sure, enjoy this. Looks like the Video Game Ratings Board is being scrutinized. It's been around for over a decade at this point. They formed it originally because the government was threatening to come down on the video game industry. Well, now they are being threatened again. going to come back with more of this. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Are your games being threatened? You better believe it. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So you can join us on the phones. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And yes, I've been withholding some Shriners.
I can't even imagine why you're sitting here, you're promoing this old, dried up,
Hey, come on. Give some of the Shriners credit.
Yeah, it's still worth looking at, Manwich.
Again?
You know, I shouldn't have even said I had any. I should have just held out and then just released them all at once, and you would have been amazed. The four new ladies that we have waiting in the wings, and we will be releasing them shortly with the new launch at freetalklive.com coming up soon.
All right.
So it's all going to be
I'll tell
special.
Everybody what the website is. I'll tell them.
No, it's not ready yet. So there you go. Go to freetalklive.com. We got good stuff. The Shrine of Female Listeners is ladies that listen to the show that have sent us their photograph. In fact, some of them have actually sent us validated pictures, which means in their photo they are holding up a sign of some sort, usually, that references the show. And therefore, we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they're who they say they are. And so we're pretty proud of it. So go check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to George in Washington, D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
This is TSA George.
Yep.
That's right.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was just listening right now online about that one guy talking about how,
You got to show your ID. Airlines make you do that, or want the TSA making the airlines do that. You're going to have to do it anyway because they want to know you're the state, you're the guy who paid for the ticket.
Why would the airline care about that?
Well, think about it. Just to prevent people who just, you know, walk up and say, I'm John Smith here. They go, oh, you're going to L.A.? You're like, oh, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the real John Smith comes about 20 minutes later.
Yeah, but what if you already have your ticket, though? I see what you're saying. You're saying you need to show ID to get your ticket at the ticket counter, but what if you already have your ticket? Like, what if you printed it out, you ordered it online, you have it, do you have to show ID then?
Personally, I don't think you should.
Right. And actually, you don't. If you already have your ticket, you don't have to show anything to the airlines today.
Well, the boarding, at least, like I said, to get your boarding pass, if you're checking in at the counter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
To prevent, you know, fraudulent people just trying to get a free flight on, to get, you know, from getting on board.
Now, George, to change the topic, you emailed me recently to tell me that you've been harassed by the cops or you got a ticket or something like that. And you're actually going to be trying out, George is actually going to be trying out one of the scripts from our friend Mark Stevens.
All
over
right.
At legalman.com.
I couldn't find it at his website, though. I mean, I was looking for it. Like, where is it that where I can...
You have to email him personally, and he'll get back with you with the details.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're actually going to go into the court and question the law itself. You're going to question the court itself. You're going to question the existence of all that stuff. And hopefully you'll be able to get the ticket thrown out. So I know you're going to keep us updated, right, George?
Yeah, ain't that poetic justice? You know, a federal employee doing all of that.
Giving it a shot.
October 12th, that's my court date.
It will be very interesting. We're looking forward to it. Anything else on your mind today, George?
No, that's pretty much it.
Good call, man.
Thanks,
keep doing
good
it.
Talking to you.
Good job, I guess, in the TSA. 800-259-9231. The video game industry is under fire by a group of ignoramus politicians. As always, San Francisco shooting, killing vehicular mayhem. This from ABC News. Sexual conquests.
All right.
Teenagers can experience it all through today's almost anything goes breed of video games, primarily among those rated M for mature. The Entertainment Software Ratings Board is responsible for that rating system, and this self-regulating video game industry group has suddenly found itself on the hot seat. Critics say the board's guidance is toothless and does little to help parents trying to protect impressionable children from questionable content. Why they're making that claim, I don't know. Maybe,
of course, because it's the ESRB's responsibility to make sure the kids are safe and don't see what their parents ought to... not see.
Well, apparently these parents have a real tough time with the system that they've implemented. If you go and you go video game shopping, you'll see there's a logo usually of the rating, and there's M for mature, T for teen, I think G for general audiences or something like that.
I can't remember.
I don't know what the kids one is, but anyway, there's the logo's on the front side, and then if you flip the box over, where you would normally read about the game and the description to tell you a little bit about the game, down at the bottom there's actually a more descriptive rating. It actually goes into the kind of violence that there is. So if it's animated violence, it'll say animated violence. Or
it'll say there are dramatic situations.
Yeah, or realistic violence or something like that. Or semi-nudity, etc. They actually
I can't imagine how they're going to sell video games without a certain level of violence or a certain level of nudity. I mean, not that most of them have nudity in them, but the ones that have it probably sell a little better than the ones that don't.
I don't know. Did you know? I think it's G-rated movies are bigger sellers than bigger box office hits than R-rated movies.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's clearly an expert on this sort of thing, says there's no doubting the fact that the widespread availability of sexually explicit and graphically violent video games makes the challenge of parenting much harder.
You make her sound way more effeminate than she really is.
Yeah. Well. Do you think that violent video games and sexually explicit video games make the challenge of parenting more difficult? How could you possibly make a statement like that? It's not, that doesn't increase the challenge of parenting. It doesn't matter what games your kids are playing. They're either able to handle it or they're not. And you make the decision as a parent whether or not your kids can handle this kind of stuff.
You know, they said the same stuff about the Three Stooges and Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
kids will be dropping anvils on other kids all over the place.
Acme's going to sell out of their flying bombs, buzz bombs. I don't know. What?
Well, then they go in, they talk
about... They don't get enough of this.
They talk about Grand Theft Auto. Turns out there's apparently some... Easter egg scenes.
I heard about that.
That they programmed into the game, but are not actually accessible from within the game. But if you get a certain hack that someone came out with, you can actually get to these Easter egg scenes. And we'll tell you about that coming up.
Do you think that Helga the Visigoth kept her little Bjorn away from the guy who was telling the Beowulf story?
I don't know, man. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we got more on this video game situation. That's going to be coming up in hour two. In the meantime, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Grant in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Grant, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, sir. I was just calling in there, and I was wondering what can be done about the airplanes that flew into the Twin Towers that had the pod underneath them, you know, no windows.
Those are some allegations that have that have surfaced from the conspiracy community. They're interesting. What about it?
I enjoy the word allegations. Do you have the newspaper September the 12th?
I'm sorry, I don't keep newspapers, nor do I subscribe to them. They're okay. Full of lies.
Well, I know, but the picture in it shows the airplane, and you can take the airplane picture,
yeah,
Kinko's, and blow it up and see that the allegation is there. There's no windows.
What about it? What are you going to do about it?
Well, that's what I was calling you. You said you like to blow your, toot your horn and so forth, and that you guys are really going to do something, and there it is. If that's not
the smoking gun,
what is the smoking gun, sir?
Well, first of all, I don't really care, you know, if it was airplanes or big bombs or
really?
What it was that...
Why don't you care, sir, if there's an airplane there that has... no windows in it. It was, we were told it was hijacked.
It's all very interesting, but it's irrelevant to what we're doing today. What we're doing today is we're trying to fight against this big government.
Because of that, sir, and you know that yourself. So obviously, you don't want to solve this issue.
It's not. It doesn't matter if we solve this issue.
If we solve the issue, then we have solved what we're discussing today, sir.
Grant, the fact is, government's too big. Wouldn't you agree with that,
sir? Everybody's listening to you. Now,
I just asked you a question. Wouldn't you agree that government is too big? I know people are listening. I'm hosting a talk show.
Right.
I'm used to it.
They can all certainly see that you're changing the subject from an anomaly on an underneath an airplane.
I'm not changing the subject. I'm telling you I don't care. See you later, Grant. 800-259-9231. You don't want to answer the question. Bye-bye.
Fair enough. 800-259-9231.
We let him bring up what he wanted to, and I'm sorry, it's irrelevant. All of the conspiracy stuff that surrounds 9/11, and there's a lot of it. Some people claim that there was a little pod on the bottom of the airplane. Some people claim they stole the airplanes and landed them somewhere else and replaced them with military jets and blah 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 blah.
They weren't airplanes, actually. They were dragons.
Whatever it was.
One's got to wonder what happened to all the people that the families of all the people that died. You know, I mean, do you think the families are in on the conspiracy too? Because I think of all those people died.
The bigger the conspiracy, the more difficult it is to keep it covered up.
Because those hijackers were real.
And those people were real,
Those people were real.
And government can't keep things under wraps for too long.
Government is terrible at doing anything.
Now, they may have taken those people out and shot them in a field somewhere, but they are gone.
All of it's irrelevant, though. See, that's my point. And I know people are listening, Grant. All of it doesn't matter, because what has happened as a result of whatever it was that happened on September 11th...
Whether it was the burning of the Reichstag, whether they planned it all, whether it was some big, great conspiracy, or whether, in fact, there were 12 hijackers and they hijacked planes... The government has gotten bigger as a result.
Tyrannical and more despotic, and we're losing freedoms on a daily basis.
And we've invaded countries, sovereign nations.
Sitting here and pontificating about what really happened on September 11th isn't going to do anything to get us back to more liberty and freedom. I'm sorry.
You're not going to get anybody on your side.
Taking real political action and doing things is, and that's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, part of the Free State Project, and much, much more. We're coming back with hour number two, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and Silver.